Thank you, God the Father. Glory and honor, they are yours. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. You can take a seat slowly. You are worthy, Lord. We thank God for the good time He's given us. Welcome back from that holiday.
I
expect that they've come back.
And
the promise God gave us, I've reached it somewhere. Of going to look for gold.
We use it
for His final work on this earth. And today is a good day. There are our elders. They have come from Mukono. I met them before a prayer mountain. But God told them, go to WC. You know what it means? He spoke it to them.
World changer.
World changer. And he told them, go there, pray for him, that he gets all the needs in this world. And those elders, their apostles, and they moved the apostolic journey from Mukono, and they arrived here. As God told them, you know, when he was winding up the last year, he told us he will send us people.
And
each will have a work to do. But he said he doesn't want those people come when we are not prepared. When they have begun to come, where we've reached in preparation. Elders be given and the microphones. Where there's the Apostle Michael. They're going to greet you briefly. They're going to be greeting
you.
Wait, the Lord, it's upon Him how we'll speak with His people. Being time we've not been meeting, right from around
2017.
Let Apostle Michael hold the microphone, introduce the other minister. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Abanyagange. And by name,
the Utume Michael Wangolo.
I'm Apostle Michael
Wangolo.
Wangolo.
To Vera Mukono.
We reside at Mukono.
Ewantoni.
Wantoni.
Atune Choto Joku Savere Banganamo.
We have the altar of praying for the nation and nations.
Kati.
Now. We were there with this brother who is residing in Chiboga. And he said, my brother, come. There is a message I want to take to my son. He came. I thank the Lord. I'm standing here. I came here while still youthful. But I took time. I came in the 69. I think God knew I'll get old from here. And while at Lunguja, there is that Prime Minister, Paul Kavuma. He was a good friend of mine and I'm a friend of his. He said, Wavugola, I don't need that name. I give you a clan. He gave me a clan in the Baganda. He called me Katende.
Kakati,
now,
we today, Mavega,
when we flashback,
family yafe,
our family,
Nebuganda, reconnected in your Kubenjiri,
Uganda, they are connected for the gospel,
Kuben Miaka, Ja 50s,
for the years in the 60s,
50s,
50s,
Kado yafe Mutesa too.
Mutesa too.
Azala kabaka wa Afrika Tirondo ni Mutebi.
He got the current king.
Kati weyaje Vududa in your family.
When he came in Vududa, our family.
Yagulao, yagulia wa Baganda, ekubuli Vududa.
He opened that road for the Baganda there.
Kati even when he came to Vududa.
So when he came there.
Yasanga mami wangenga alirubuto.
He found my mom pregnant.
Kati yaleka mamu afe. Azara Mutebi.
So the mother who begot Mutebi.
Sara Kisosonkole.
That name.
Neyali Rubuto.
She too was pregnant.
Kakati Mutesa Boyaba Ebududa.
When Mutesa left Bududa.
Nebazara.
They begot me.
After 6 months. Nebazara Kabaka Wafono Katariko.
After 6 months they begot the current king.
Kakati Fewano Tetuliba Pia.
So we are not new here.
Tuliba and Tubawano.
We are people of this place.
Mwebade nyo.
Thank you much.
Muganda wangineka wabuzeko.
Let my brother to greet you.
Kama wafe yebazwe.
Praise the Lord.
Yebazwe nyo.
Praise him so much.
Njagala kutwala omukisa guno kwebaza mutabani wa fe era muweereza munnaffe.
I want to take this opportunity to thank our son and our fellow servants.
Oh, Waluganda Hope.
The brother Hope.
Ate namwe abali mu kifo kino tuwebaza.
And you two in this place we thank you.
Olwe ekigambo ekikulu.
For the great words.
Ekiri mu ggwanga lyaffe Uganda.
Which is our nation Uganda.
Mukulu nja kusaba dakika nga kumi.
So I request like 10 minutes.
Mbolire Baganda bafewano.
I tell them, our brethren here.
Echigambo echiri mugwanga lya fe Uganda.
The word in our nation Uganda.
Omanyi mu myaka ya 5.
You know in the 50s.
Mpozi ngasina babulira manya gange nzelevi.
Me I'm called Maweri.
I come from Bududa.
I come from Bududa.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus. In Buganda.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati.
Now.
Mu myaka gya 5.
In the 50s.
Waliwo omuwala omuto.
There is a young girl.
Omuwala ono yava mu nsi eyitibwa Canada.
This girl came from Canada.
Mu kibuga ekiyitibwa Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
Omuwala ono.
This girl.
Bali mu church.
They went to the church.
Omuwala ono nafuna okwolesebwa.
This girl got a vision.
Yafuna okwolesebwa nga kukwata ku ggwanga lyaffe Uganda.
Got a vision concerned the nation Uganda.
Nasitukana abuulira abasumba.
And she told pastors.
Ekigambo ekiri. Munsi yaffe Uganda.
A word in our nation Uganda.
Omuwala ono yali wa myaka 10.
This girl was 10 years.
Kati. Abasumba bawandika okwolesebwa okwo.
The pastor wrote his vision.
Ne batwala emyaka 10.
They took 10 years.
Emyaka 10 nga giyiseewo.
After 10 years.
Bajja mu Uganda.
They came in Uganda.
Kati bwe batuuka e Kenya.
When they reached Kenya.
Bwe batuuka e Kenya.
When they reached Kenya.
Ne bagamba.
And they said.
History wa Uganda.
The history of Uganda.
Mwanga yali abagamba.
Mwanga was telling
them. Omuzungu yenna agenda okuyita mu East.
Any white to pass by
East. Mulabe.
They are an enemy.
Kati abazungu bano
now these westerns
Nairobi
They changed the way. They went via Rwanda. From Rwanda.
In the 60s.
They entered Uganda.
By then, Ssekabaka Muteesa yaliwo.
Then the King Muteesa was there. They preached to him. After preaching to him,
told
him got a vision on Uganda. This young girl got a dream.
Uganda. Wakati mu Uganda.
In the midst of Uganda. There's a fire burning.
Kakati nibagala okumanya.
They wanted to know.
Chichi ekiri mu gwanga Uganda.
What's the nation Uganda?
Kabaka Muteesa.
The King Muteesa.
Yabawa etaka.
Gave them land.
Makerere.
At Makerere.
Nabawa etaka nebazimba ke kanisa.
They built a synagogue there.
Abasinga mujimanyi nga kanisa ya Full Gospel Church.
No, it has the Full Gospel Church.
Kanisa eyo.
That church.
Mubisere ebyo yali ayitibwa Gugude.
Then it was called Gugude.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati.
Now.
Abantu abasinga.
Most people.
Mubudobo.
In that time.
Bavanga makanisa agaba katuliki agaba protestanti.
Came from Catholic Protestant churches.
Nibakenda mukanisa ya Gugude Makerere.
To Gugude Church.
Erao ikanisa ibaji imbako.
And they sang of that church.
Baji imbako uru imba.
They sang a song.
Nga yekanisa esose iyomo yemu Uganda.
In the first spiritual church.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise the
Kakati,
Lord.
Kakati bwebamala.
Now after.
Abazungu bano
these western
kanisa baji kwasa abaddugavu oluvanyuma Yesu yebazwe oluvanyuma vanyuma abaddugavu kanisa kanisa oluvanyuma vanyuma vanyuma abaddugavu
abaddugavu
kwa kugamba ngaba kwasibwa ekanisa eno
be handed to this church
ekanisa eno yalimo obuweereza wa mirundi etano
this church held 5 ministries
abazungu
the whites
nibalekera abaddugavu
and they left the blacks
abaddugavu nebatatwala kanisa nga katonda bwabadayagala
the blacks didn't take on church as God will
kati mukanisa mwali mu warning okuveri katonda
in the church there was a warning
for
one of them
nti kanisa etambula bubi
that church moves in a wrong way
wagenda kubawo omutawana mugwanga
there's going to be a trouble in the nation
njagala mutegere ekigambo kino abooluganda
you understand this word brethren
egwanga lyonna
the entire nation
ekanisa yelitambuza
church is what moves in
not politics Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Kanisa etambula obubi.
When church moves from wrong way,
the nation
get problems.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati.
Now.
Abasumba batambula bubi.
Pastors moved in a wrong way.
Mumyaka jenkaga.
In the 60s.
1966. Waliyo crisis mu Uganda.
Crisis happened in the land.
Olwokuba kanisa yali etambula bubi nga tewuliriza ddoboozi lya Mukama.
Moved in the wrong way, never heard from the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Oluvanyuma ekyaddako.
After what followed.
Era abasumba basigala nga bajemedde Mukama.
Pastors still rebelled against God.
Mu 1971.
In 71.
Warning neja.
The warning came.
Nebagamba egwanga.
And they said nations to face problems.
Era, 1971. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1971. Uganda. 71. Newambiwa. Omusajja gwe mumanyi bulungi. Ti DSO. MC. CBO,
that man.
CBE,
that man.
Sarongo Idi Amin.
Idi Amin.
Nawamba obufuzi.
Over the leadership.
Now,
Kakati.
Wetwagenda netweyongerawo maso.
Has moved on.
Netutoka mu 1977.
77.
Kanisa.
Church.
Era Idi Amin.
Idi Amin.
Najitwala mu lockdown.
Took it.
Temuloza anti lockdown yaze wano juzi ku Museveni.
Lockdown came on Museveni.
Idi Amin yagalawe kanisa.
Idi Amin closed church.
Yabalokole.
Of the born again.
Abalokole ne batandika okusabiranga mu bibira.
Born again.
Nemuziko.
Fellowship in the bush and other places.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olonga Mukama.
And then God.
Ayagala kukozesa eggwanga lino.
To use this nation.
Naye nga abakulembeze.
But leaders.
Abakulembeze ba makanisa.
Leaders of churches.
Tebawulira Katonda kyayogera.
Don't hear what God
says. The same thing.
Ekintu kye
kiriwo mu budde buno. Mukama yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Uganda eyise mu kubonaabona.
Uganda passed through.
Olw'okuba kanisa tetambulanga Katonda bw'ayagala Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So bwe totuuka
so when we reach
abantu bakaaba nnyo ne bakaabirira Mukama.
Cried to the Lord.
Mu 78 abakombozi ne bayingira bwe bamala okuyingira wano mu
Uganda. Foreign soldiers came in Uganda.
Idi Amin ne bamugoba.
Idi Amin was ousted.
Naye mu 77 abalokole be baali basibidde Luzira abalokole bano baali bateesezza kubasala babaggyako bulago ng'ateesa ekigambo ekyo yali ayitibwa Mustafa Adrisi yali vice president Yesu yebazibwe amina akati abalokole bwe babagamba nti olunaku lw'enkya mwenna mugenda kusalibwa eruzira bonna baasula
basaba
ne basaba nnyonyonyo the following morning ono Mustafa Adrisi yajja n'abasirikale nga bagenda kutemula abalokole abalokole bwe baamala okusaba omusajja ono bwe yajja n'atuuka emukono mukama yawulira sindika Maiko n'amukuba amagulu gonna n'agamenya
Yesu yebazibwe
abalokole ne bawona
78
ebintu ne bitereera ne tuddamu Idi Amin n'agenda mu kinaana ekkanisa n'eddawo kakati kkanisa bw'emala okuddawo abantu ne batandikira ku musingi guli omukadde ate obuzibu ne bujja kati mu kukaaba ennyo abaaliwo ono wali omubuulizi eyava mu America nga bamuyita T.L.
Osborne
yajja wano n'asabira Uganda n'agamba nti Uganda egenda kufuna emirembe mu 85 Yesu yeebazibwe bwe yamala okusaba
Uganda
yafuna emirembe okuva mu 86 kakati mu mwaka ogwo gwennyini katonda n'akola ekigambo ekijja mu ggwanga wano Yesu yeebazibwe omwaka ogwo gwennyini mukama yampa okwolesebwa okwolesebwa kuno kwali bwe kuti nali ntambula nga ngenda mu kanisa ne nsanga omusajja muwanvu ennyo yali akutte sanduku ya katonda ensanduku y'endagaano najja n'agikuba mu maaso gange n'aŋŋamba kwata essanduuku eno ogitwale mu kifo kye ŋŋenda okukulaga Yesu yeebazibwe bwe natuuka mu kifo ekyo omusajja ono yateeka essanduuku wansi n'aŋŋamba kino kye kifo ekyennonze nga ekifo kye ntadde mu essanduuku y'endagaano yali ensi yaffe
Uganda
naye oluvannyuma lw'eddakiika nga ssatu nagenda okulaba amawanga gonna nga gakuŋŋaanidde ku ssanduuku eyo ne bagamba mwebale nnyo mwebale nnyo essanduuku yaffe webale nnyo essanduuku
yaffe
eyo essanduuku tugenda giyigako essanduuku ya katonda kitegeeza omwoyo mutukuvu mukama yamussa mu ggwanga Uganda naye abantu abasinga okwaniriza essanduuku ya katonda baali bakyala Yesu yeebazibwe kyovaola abantu abakyala kati be basinga okubeera mu makanisa era be basinza okwaniriza ekitiibwa kya katonda mukama yeebazibwe kankomaawo ŋŋenda kudda
haleluya Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah. Omanyi Eliya bw'amala okuvaayo.
You know, after Elijah comes out, even prophets at times who have been hiding for some situations, they too come out. The anointing of prophet Elijah. Elijah means God. When God manifests, His servants, they all come out. But who manifests Him in the world? For a long time, Israel had not a true God. It had not a true God. It had no laws. It did not have teaching priests. When the teaching priest appears, he manifests God. He can manifest the laws of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father,
we thank you for this good moment to hear the voice of God. Keeping yourselves there hidden before the world, never to consume you, perhaps to establish us, strengthen us, that we can stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They have
been there praying for us.
For
they had the call of Uganda before. Each is given a different work. Them to have been there praying and preparing. And they
send
the borders of Uganda do different things there. As they were there, God told them, go there. There is a work which is there. And still they came. So we thank God for that. Thank you much, Apostle Michael. Thank you coming with that father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that you are with us. But as all those are there, the question remains.
Your
God, where is he? I want us to study of that heading. Where is your God? Where is your God? Yes. Who asks those?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The question has remained asking. Where is your God? Who asks us those? All nations which had God is here in Uganda. Anytime they come, that is what they ask.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All nations which had God is here in Uganda. In the time they come and where they are, they ask, where is your God? Problems and impossibilities, they are there asking the same thing. Where is your God? All problems and impossibilities on the world, they move to ask, where is your God? The demons,
or Satan
and his demons, time they attack church and the world, they move to us, where is your God? Yes.
Yes, I've
spoken of us is a lot. But we, what are we to do to keep our relation with our God? What happens as an individual? Days have never been a problem. But they have come to us. Where is your God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This poverty, sickness, all those have no meaning.
Them
to have come to us. Where is your God? Yes. And you perhaps, how will they prove you are with him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where is your God? All nations, God is here in Uganda.
When
the time you see they have come, they are asking, where is your God Uganda?
Is
what we've come for, we don't want you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Problems, impossibilities when they happen in the world, even to individuals, all they ask the same thing. Where is your God?
So
you see sicknesses which have remained.
Even
HIV, cancer,
nothing
much they need from us. But still they know.
But
not be cancer, we have to check from these bodies. But they say, is your God is the one we want to see. That one you spoke of,
that's
nothing impossible before him. You show him to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah? Satan
and his demons, the fallen angels,
as
they have attacked church as you are an individual, when they have attacked this world,
them
to ask it, your God who created heaven and earth,
he
created you with his fullness. Where is he? Problems is how they happen. You know, Satan means the opposer. One opposing God is not there.
Mine.
You who say is there, he asks you, where is he?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything
moving on, what you see as problems,
what
you see as impossibilities,
they
know that your God says to him nothing is impossible. Come to ask you, where is he?
See
what I do when I'm wise.
You
have to see that my God is with me. What about you? What about you, Uganda? Called for the nations. What would you have done? Westerns, the gatherer, come here. As they go back, you think, are we not there?
Uganda.
The Ugandans, we are here.
But
what brings them here, they have not yet seen it.
Katonda wa mwari
wa. Where is your God?
That
is your God of nations. Where is he? Show him to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going
to speak of them in the summary because of time. These problems you see happen.
Nothing
much they demand from you. Impossibilities. When they happen, they have to demand nothing from you. But they say, where is your God? You say nothing impossible to him. Where is he?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
Isaiah 63, verse 11, he says this. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 11.
Musa n'abantu be ng'ayogera nti aliruda woyo eyabalinyisanga bajja mu nnyanja wamu n'abasumba bendigaze. Aliruda woyo eyateeka omwoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mu bo.
Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within them? Yes. All they are asking one thing. Where is he worked like before?
Batugambe Uganda wanwaliwo katonde yatonde goodness.
God created heaven and earth.
Asimbe wana makanda.
He's best here.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Katonda aliwa.
Where is God?
Mutuwe katonda.
Give us God.
Bagenwa tetuba wadde katonda.
Not giving them God. And they go back.
Katonda ngadamu abarosa.
God makes them dream. And give them visions.
In Uganda.
I mean Uganda.
And
he still come.
Uganda katonda aliwa.
Uganda, where is God?
Tulage katonda badotia.
Ask God what's wrong with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What am I speaking about? In all we hear in our nation, we need God. We need the God we show to the world. Problems and impossibilities in the world, even to each individual, they ask, where is your God?
Satan
and his demons, fallen angels, when they manifest, they know he's there. And when they see him, they'll run away. Bible says, you believe God is there, you do good. Even demons believe. They tremble when they see him.
Then
they attack when they know.
Let's
go see whether you did have him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go see whether they have God. When they see,
they say,
destroy us before our time. Let me tell you, Satan knows it, that God is there. But who are those who have him? Let's go see those people in Israel. They have him.
Even
no problems, you see, them
who
have never been there and they can sustain themselves. No.
But
them who say, let's go see whether they have God.
And
they also know that he planned for them that these
of
those kind will be, but what you want to bring them,
so
let's go see whether it will be war unto us. Why is so
cool?
Attack you, ask where is he? Where is your God? Speaking of him does not prove you have him. We as nation Uganda, many prophets have been released. The fathers of past generations come here, God called us. What has failed? Where is our God spoken of that is here in Uganda?
Prophet,
apostles, pastors and
prophets.
Though we shall speak things shake the world. Before we show God to the world, people remain going back as they come.
Tell them
I'm in Uganda.
Uganda,
go the Ugandans, they show you to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now as they come, only problems. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 12.
Eyatambuza ngo mukono go gwechitibwa awali omukono gwa dio gwa Musa. Eyayawula mu amazzi mu maso gabwe okwekolera erinnya eritali gwawo.
That led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name. Yes. Where is that one?
Right hand
where there was the hand of Moses. Yes. He put in them his spirit.
He believed
that one in them is greater than the one in the world. Where is he? Now you. Where is your God, Uganda? Who are asking that? Nations which has
that
God based here in Uganda
to
do his final work. Those asking those who
are those
problems and impossibilities which have knocked the world right from you, an individual. Impossibilities they know. There is one to him impossible and is one you speak of. We want to see where is he. When I see possibilities, I first seek of my relation with him. I know that is
finished.
If I know my relation is good with him, impossibilities are possible. And this sickness is taken
from
you. It's still us.
Where is your God?
Katonda waluwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I
will not speak much in the flesh, but I will balance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What remained in your life, it still asks, where is your God? Yes.
What?
He you said to him, nothing is impossible. Yes. Even you sing songs to him. Nothing is impossible.
Okay.
Where is that one?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, are you there? okategeddako. Have you understood that?
Omanyi,
you know,
mubarumi esule neyomunana.
In Romans chapter 8,
agamba nti Katonda bwabeera kusaidia
ffe, God be for us,
omulabe ffe ayinza kubeera
ani? Be against us.
Yo mulabe olujjanga,
when the enemy come,
Katonda wali wasi.
Where is your God? It's what has brought me.
Sigwenze sikuli
na kunyo. Not you, have no problem with
Nebu watu ina Katonda ujango sinza.
Don't have your God come and worship me. Yes.
Naga Katonda ombyo nabye bien kutusa ke bikuzinjwa ujango sinza.
Your God in all I'm passing you through, come and worship me.
If naga Katonda,
show me your God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Arsumbarumi eno tulabe.
Let's read Romans, we see.
Abarumi esula eyo munana no lunyiriri olisa tomwe satu.
Romans chapter 8 verse 33.
Arsumuru asa tomoru.
Barumi esula eyo munana no lunyiriri olisa tomoru mu.
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
Kale tunayogera tutia ku ebyo. Katonda bwabeera ku lwaffe.
What shall we say then? What shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? How can we speak of all those things? Now, all that happened, yes.
But
if God is for us, who would have been our enemy? That's why I've told you.
Katonda wali ludda.
Where is your God?
Erani abuze
cho. And who asks that?
Kugambia mwanga gonna go munsi
yona. All nations of the whole world.
Agaulira ndi Katonda ali Uganda.
When they heard God is in Uganda.
Tegagara nzi.
They don't want me.
Tegagara mwa basumba abaguru mivu yu.
Pastors who are up there.
Gugagara Katonda.
They want the God whom they said is here.
Ebizibu n'ebitasoboka.
Problems and impossibilities. Problems and impossibilities. Them too when they manifest. Unto you an individual.
Unto
church in the world. Even the whole world. They ask.
You
God created heaven and earth in their fullness where he is.
For
if you had him,
we
would have been your enemy over what?
The
time I see them, I know they have come to check me. Where is my God?
Lest
I left you somewhere. My.
You know,
when he keeps silent, we perish and die. Those who attack us attack while God is silent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Me,
I still have things I ask on God. Indeed, I
proved
and he's around.
So
he manifests and he disappears. I still need him to give me my proof. How do you prove that? I want more problems than these ones. That he lay hold of them. I see problems there. Those
who are talking about.
But I want more problems than those.
I
want to see quickly in them.
Somebody
is wondering. Apostles, they have madness in them. No.
I
want them to prove that I'm with God. Yet those who prove,
when
heathens will come see him here, and I say that's one tick. Problems, possibilities, I see him touch them. He is right there, he's come. When demons attack,
I see they are
consumed their acts. I confirm the glory and honor.
Heaven's one
day that God is in heaven. He said, write down the salvation has come. Salvation of our God and of our Savior. It has indeed come. For Satan was cast who
are
choose the brethren. When they chased him, they proved that God is there.
Now,
those who took him in captivity. Yes. Heavens one day
proved.
God rules.
As
the world is pressed by demons,
and we still
find drops on the demons in church, the question is still there. Where is our God? When he comes, there appears a difference. Brethren,
the
difference is to close the skipper cloth in the church or
when he
came, the cloth of skipper cloth in the church,
there
is still a question. Where is your God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jeremiah,
he's
spoken to him, there's nothing is impossible.
And
the time you see problems,
you can't
call
impossible.
There are impossibilities. Impossibilities are problems.
When
they come and you see them, you know them to ask, where is your God? To him, nothing is impossible. They know you cannot handle them. Yes. And they
are
not saying that you are weak.
Or
they know you are a weak vessel and
but
you have the greater one they want to see in you. Have you understood?
Is he there?
Or you give us the temple, we live there. Or you bow to us.
You
worship us. You begin.
I don't know what sins or sins of the
sins. May not worship us. Let's pray that he gathering you. Now worship has begun. You worship him. Have you seen problem? You are not certain of the God you worship. You are not sure of his protection. Today, some have photos of prophets in the shops at their homes. Others move with bottles. Not of the oil poured to anoint the holy ones.
And the time
they feel like a demon smell around, they spray oil around.
Begin,
you are in
holy water.
Others have holy water.
They
are not sure
to
be holy demon, they attack them.
But I know for holy
they
water.
Have to have holy water with it to protect them.
And
for
you
appear the demons,
if you
are holy water, if you would have been holy, would they not have feared you?
Wanji,
are we together?
Demons
fear holy water. If you are you carry the holy water. They have feared you who carry it. Okay.
That
kerchief you've been sold to that is holy.
What
you
have been,
you wash and keep it in your pockets. The problems attack children of God. No.
That
these bad things which cause them stumble and cast God from themselves. We to the attack. And we seem to stand. They move to ask us, where is he? Where is he that he shakes us?
Let's
read Jeremiah, we see.
Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 26.
Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah saying, verse 27,
Waliwe ekigambo kyonna ekinnema.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Yes. Is there anything too hard for him? Impossibilities when they come. They say, other God of yours who worship, where is he? That nothing is impossible to him.
He's
one who's caused us to come here. We though you chase us, we shall not go. We want the one who cannot, whom we cannot fail him. He said nothing is impossible to him. We what brought us,
it
did come like the headache. You will buy Panadol for it. You can handle this, which come is another.
If
come, we are impossible before humans. We ask them, where is your God?
Let us see things move
in the church, in the whole world, mostly in Uganda.
You
see pastors quarrel, you know. And insult each other, you know.
But
the troubles they ask them. Your God who can refuse to insult each other, where is he? Ephesians 4:32
Jesus
to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Someone who says
grieve him is the insults and abuses. Yes.
But if you
abuse each other, that attack, God refused this of abusing each other. Where is he? All
this
see church in skipper clothes. The
Rastafarians
on the pulpits.
Those
ministers
that
sleep, they
are
the choir. They ask, where is your God? I see you naked.
And
he refused you to do like that.
It means
he's not here.
He refused
to be in you that he can be in you when you do that. I wonder which spirit is moving in the church. Who cannot convict the world of sin, righteousness and judgments. Where is he? Those when I saw them, I
prayed.
I have to seek God and I get him well. I perceive and analyze him. I show him to others. In all ways, when nations ask me, I show them
to
me. Impossibilities, problems, I show them God.
Demons,
those attack me, I show them the God in me. Don't you see now?
There's
no problem with this
paper.
And it's not asked you, you are God.
You ask
me, why am I attacked like
where
this?
Where is your God?
They ask Katonda Walua.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
when Job was being attacked, those attacked him, they were saying he cannot hold on God all days. And they reached to tell him, deny him and die.
They
knew that Job, when he still has God, we cannot stand him.
But
we take children from him,
we kill animals,
still has God, God will give them back.
And
after they took animals, children,
and
Job still insists to be with you, but life for life. Let's lay hold of his life. We see,
the
person can give all for his life. He can still give up on you, God. Give up for God for your life, that you save it,
one who
gave it and can raise it. That's a serious trouble.
And Job
said, came naked, we shall go naked.
God,
we don't expect only good from him. All is brought, let's move with it. Up to victory. He was restored double.
Satan,
though there are things he takes from you, he remains a thief. After robbing, he knows they have to rob from him and give you back.
That's
why God tell King David, you pursue them, you'll get back your possessions.
They showed
you God become beast of
the glory.
God speaks of us.
Church
can still be in its glory. If God come back in our midst.
Even
if you want to see God.
In
Deuteronomy chapter 4. When God is near you, there are things which happen. Not cars, not houses. Because Satan does not mind them. Because the earth and the fullness will pass away. Satan has his problem. He rules in the world of darkness.
There are
people who have not wisdom in the world.
That's
people who do not understand.
For
they know that God is the wisdom.
He
is understanding.
He
is the power.
He is
knowledge.
After nations
see that knowledge.
There is
exceeding knowledge spoken.
And
they said those people have God. The Holy Spirit in those. Even Stephen.
He really
spoke in wisdom. Spirit and wisdom which cannot be resisted. People proved God is with him. They moved doing good.
And
they healed all oppressed by Satan. Understood God is with them. Still oppressed the world and the church.
We
still need to ask, where is God? Before problems ask us,
first
run to ask ourselves, are we sure God is with us or not?
That's
why King David inquired all the time, Lord, should I go?
Lest
I go and you're not with me. Prophet Moses told the Lord, if you do not go with me,
me
too, I will not go. Because where he go, there are those who ask him, where is he? Problems we find him there, ask him. Even impossibilities. Tell him you read the Red Sea.
Where
are you going to pass and your God told you where he always prove that God is with you. Yes. Let's read Deuteronomy we hear. Deuteronomy chapter 4 from verse 5.
Lava, mbayigirize enteekateeka, mbayigiriza endagirizo n'emisango, nga Mukama Katonda wange bwe yandagira, mukolenga bwe mutyo wakati mu nsi gye muyingiramu okugirya.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the lands where you go to possess it. Verse
6.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We shall hear all the statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Yes. Have you heard well? All that God has committed to us, his judgments, his commandments, when we keep them, he said the nation begin to say, these people are wise.
When
we fail to keep things, God charged us.
You know the one
God is called nation Uganda. God is worldwide call.
Based
in Africa, Uganda. Involves lifting the banner of truth of the word of God. When we keep that,
yes,
nations find it and they say, the banner of truth of the word of God,
indeed
it's in that nation.
And
we had those explained
well,
the holy scriptures, and they bring to us all wisdom and all understanding. Yes. There are people who understand. For when they join, scriptures very well. And we got God. For all the scriptures, they speak of Him. But this we make noise. Nations they come and they say, we even understand more than them. Ministers abroad. From the prayer mountain Uganda. The World Trumpet Mission.
And
nations had God is in Uganda. And they requested one apostle. Send us ministers here. When they reached them there. And the wisdom in the word they didn't have. Understanding they had it. Inspiration of God in the word. The power in the word they don't see. And the Ugandans. They spoke a lot of rubbish. And the light of knowledge
brings
the vision of all things
as
the word of God. And it's not there. Fear of God, hating evil,
many
depart from evil
and
never manifested. The Spirit of the Lord
would profess
the glory of God and His presence. He too never appeared. Men and women sat in the seat of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The other nations, they wonder the God in us when they see wisdom that in the world that we demonstrate understanding inspiration of God come from the Holy Scriptures on all issues. The power in the world when we preach it,
and
people get healed with no touch and they are
risen
and
they are
revived when we are just preaching. When the apostles
preached,
people were getting healed. The light of knowledge that's in the word of God. The
visions
reveal all the secrets of God.
The
hidden things of Satan. Before those appear,
you
do not expect when they come here they will see God.
These
things you pray for people.
America,
in America they already fell many years back.
They
beat people down.
That's what maintains
God with you already, then they have Him. Now what match they come for what? If you two still think
that's
to be with God in this nation,
it's
to beat the whole congregation down. If it is like that, God perhaps may say is in the shrines. For when demons possess and they fall down and they roll in the fires, there are issues to show God is with us. That's why they went back. They came hard what we speak.
See,
the finger of God. It brings a car. God meets you with a car. And they remember God who made heaven and earth.
God equated
to gold and silver. They have many cars. God already is with them. That's why
they
say God arose for me. And He shows you a car. That is God. And they say,
oh,
we even manufacture Him.
We manufacture God.
We manufacture God.
Motoka.
There are God. If the story
is fact,
we build skyscrapers home. God is there. Come and get Him. That's the way He appears in the things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you understood well?
Wow.
Brethren, we still need to show God unto all nations. Not to appear in the buildings.
They have
gold and silver. Earth and His fullness, they are all His. But they are not Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Udino runyiyo no rombo sambu bwe rugamba.
Here verse 7 what it says.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 7.
Kubanga ggwanga ki eririna Katonda abali okumpi nga Mukama Katonda waffe bw'ali bwe tumukoowoolanga.
For what nation is there so great that has God so near unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation has God so near? What's this great nation? What makes it great? God is near to them.
Call
him on everything, he appears.
I
see him, call him. All days never appear. And demons say, remember on Elijah what you did to us? Where is our God? He's sleeping. Now your God too is sleeping today. Yes. That because when you call him,
there
is still prayer on the church. Now the niggas on the pulpit with their trousers falling down like that. They are jamming for Jesus like that. Demons know it. That
he make
noise in the many prayers. He is not with you. Even the next day they are in the service.
They
just get
Gena,
go.
Kukugoba,
chase you.
Go.
I've gone.
Sawa no
past 12 hours. I'll be back tomorrow.
Zimani katunda tariwa.
They know God is not there.
The next day you
come on the pulpit as a pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Demons and they have come back.
Do
you wonder?
Is
the presence of demons here or of God? They know if you call him for a long time, he never appear. And
they know
your relation with him died. And me, if things are like that, I go on the side, I tell you.
Just
the situation to get worse, you come, or you're not with me.
Our
God too has a mentality of saying, I want the situation to appear worse. Jesus told him, Lazarus is sick.
Let's
wait to go. You first moved in other cities. When they say he's died, let's go there. He wanted.
And
the situation turned to impossible.
When he was still sick,
it was a problem.
But when he died, it became impossible to raise him. So the one who does the impossible,
he came in. You have to look in that.
There
are times you see still a problem.
You
see, yeah, he may not come.
My children
got sick. And I began, I would get afraid.
You know why I got afraid?
If the situation is not worse, he may not come.
It may
be mine and it's possible.
Anytime
it turned to be worse, I give up that he comes in, intervene. I'll be sure he's coming. But you do that after you've examined whether he's still with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
era namwe mukimanyi.
You two, you know.
Obye mutero okungamba kiri bubi kiri.
There are things you tell me it's
soko deyo kweka.
I tell you must go back home.
Mutumendi bubi mfa.
I say you must go back.
Mantegede echo chichi asoka je tajja kujja.
It possible will not come. At times I may tell you go back
to water.
And so is it like that?
But Hallelujah.
Indeed. Where is our God?
Uganda.
Nations ask that question.
They
have not yet left us as people.
We
are not good enough to be loved. But there is a good one. That is God. Jesus, they told him, good Lord, he told them not. There is no one good except God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They see Uganda.
They see
Uganda.
They come from Uganda the way it is. No.
But
no
Murungi
is the good one they know in the kraal. The good one was in the crowd.
Now Uganda,
the
moat
is not built well.
God is
there in the crowd.
But
they have portals.
It's
not all about God. Where is God hidden in this crowd? That's why he was born in the crowd.
We want to
worship him. That's why we've come here. You know the wise men what they did. Where is he? We worship him. And he's right in the
crowd.
When they reach there, the Lord will worship.
They find the cows around
and they have missed the environment.
But again,
you've not built it up to you. We want God who is hidden here.
Invisible God
is hidden here.
He appeared to you for his sleep here.
Show us God.
We are disappointed.
Not seen that God. You think that the other look for synagogues
don't
build that you've called churches, they still reach them, and they still not see God here. Let's go back. These show us maybe they have hidden him. But them too never gotten him. That they commanded the gold and silver. What's this great nation?
Ask
God near to them. When they call him, immediately he's come, he's working.
If he teaches demons
40 hours.
Them
to remain as they say, where is he? You are just waiting in hours. Perhaps he's sleeping.
You know,
demons, Elijah mocked them.
Say
those worship demons.
He mocked,
they called their God, he never appeared.
But
when you call, he never
appeared.
Examine yourself whether he waits the problem be worse.
It
would be impossible. Or indeed you do not have him.
Oh,
you prayed where you know meant to pray.
Not
every problem where the other you need to pray, except those of that kind. Every problem they see,
and
they are praying, and they must say, look,
they are not sure the presence of God.
Why are they staggering now?
tubadde tuiseeko buyisinaye okutya tubadde kuntiisa nga tugenda kuzaako
naye
kaatidde tugira
tubeera
kuba yagamba nti ebyengeri
eyo
tebirema kuvaawo kujja nga liwo okusaba n'okusaba
okusibanokusabaolwa
ebimu nga byo bivaawo nga kukkiriza na
bukkiriza
omanyire omu nagenda netugoba
emizimun'omwoyo
omutukuvuyagamba ebanga oba emizimu
kumwoyowakati
tugoba
oliye
omwana bamuleeta naabogola
child was born a bucking. Remember her. She was bucking like any type of animal. We cast demons, we reach home. They take her home, I reach there. That they come again. I told them, I don't have your time. I do not have your time. I will not cast you there. You are just making accusations on the way to hell. I didn't mind them. I heard they never made noise again. And from then, but one day I told Abaddon of the chains,
first,
cast those demons, bind them on the planet.
For
those who sought that child of their clan, take her back into things. They will come here to take her back to sorcery.
And
in the time they come, you lose them to come back. The
leprosy
of Naaman put them near there.
When
the time they came for her, and the demons begin to come back like that, we say, we leave this one. We give up. But you do that when you have God. And Uganda, God is here. Created our relationship well with him.
Wari.
He is here.
But
after we make our relation with him well,
he
is going to manifest very well. We too will show him to the nations. Let's hear that verse.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 8.
Era ggwanga kyekkulu eririna amateeka n'emisango egy'ensonga ng'amateeka gano gonna bwe gali gentadde mu maaso gammwe leero.
And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?
Olunya olw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Kyokka weegendereze weekuume emmeeme yo ng'onyiikira oleme okwerabira ebigambo amaaso go bye gaalaba bireme okuva mu mutima gwo ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo naye mubitegeezenga abaana bo n'abaana b'abaana bo.
Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons and your sons' sons.
Yes.
Have you heard very well? What our nation, the
country,
those they told to before they departed from them.
Yet
they had referred them to their children and their sons' children.
We,
the grandchildren, the
fourth,
we would have been senior in the words of the call of God and the nation Uganda. God is worldwide called as our nation Uganda. But they moved from them. God too moved from them. For you have told them, prove you insist on the Lord. The only way you can insist on him, as you stick on that he has revealed to you,
do not
depart from them to the left to the right. And when you'll do that, that's the way you will be with you.
Go
back to the verse 4, he says this. Let's come from verse 3.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 3.
Amaaso gammwe galabye Mukama kye yakola olwa Baliyopyoli kubanga abantu bonna abagoberera Baliyopyoli Mukama Katonda wo yabazikiriza wakati mumwe.
Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you.
Olinyo lwokuna.
Verse 4.
Ti. Naye mmwe abeegatta ne Mukama Katonda wammwe mukyali balamu buli muntu ku mmwe leero.
But you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Yes. But you cleave to the Lord God. How to see the way we cleave to him, be with him. Our Lord Jesus told disciples, the only way you will prove I am in you, when my words are abiding in you, everything you ask, I'll do it for, I'll give you. What God has spoken to the nation,
like
now the nation Uganda, the world, when we hold them in us, in our children, in our children's children, God is within us. When we call immediately, he answers. But because
all that
God has come charged in Uganda, the first told them they moved from them. That's why he best to tell me, before you write usual books, turn all those who have brought you epistles which can be read, that all people will read through. These words proclaim to them, that they proclaim them to us and to the fourth generation. Only way he can be with us, his words are in us, if
we
become epistles, all nations can read and they understand God. John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 7.
Bwe mubeera munze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mumwe, musabenga kyemwagala kyonna munakikolerwanga.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
Nti bwe mubeera munze,
if you abide in me,
n'ebigambo byange biri
mu, my words abide in you,
ekikakasanga Katonda,
what proves that God,
tuli mu ye,
we are in him,
naye nga ali mu ffe,
it is in us,
ebigambo bye,
his words,
ebyandiko ebitukufu,
the Holy Scriptures,
nga biri mu ffe,
and they are in us,
nga tubiteeka mu
nkola,
awo we tumukoowoola,
then when we call him,
mangu nnyo nga abitukiriza,
at least fulfill them,
kye kiri kye bagambe nti eggwanga kirina ekkulu,
what great nation,
eyina Katonda aliri okumpi bwatyo,
bwe
bamukoowoola,
when they call him,
kubanga ali abakuutidde biri ebigambo tebivaamu bye mbakuutidde ng'eggwanga,
apart from words of
God, erya Isirayiri erya liriyitiddwa mu biro ebyo,
while which was called then. All words have charged us, as the nation called, as an individual called, as churches have come be called, and we think God is to remain with us when we call him. As we called him, was he there? What he told us before when he called us, and he explained in the Bible, explained in the history, he sent prophets, ministering in Uganda,
and
from outside Uganda, everything they tell us we cast aside, as we look for daily food. Now then,
this
is how they come here, find God here.
Uganda,
brethren,
Katonda wafe aliwa.
Where is our God? That's what nations ask. They knew that God is here in Uganda. Problems and impossibilities.
Those
Uganda.
In
Uganda and outside Uganda. Even unto you an individual, they ask, where is God? Demons which attack them to us, where is your God?
That
does good or evil, then we prove he is there.
Good
or something which is a troublesome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Uganda.
Uganda.
All
this you say, let them change the leader. Who is going to change him when you are not with your God?
And
give him a reason why he changes him, why yet you have not yet changed. Let him first change you. Then
we'll
change the leader after.
For
he gives you a crude ruler according to your acts. Why take him away when you're not yet settled? Why be given a blessing when your ways are of a curse? Now see, you are a pastor. You are a servant of God. 40 years, you're still on the pulpit.
Museven
too still sits on the seat. Get off the seat, he will get off it.
Years
you don't allow others. You cross up a minister from where?
Okay,
let me leave that. Church, as you still do that,
where is that?
Pastors, you made ministries, your
business, family ministries,
and the family ministries.
The president,
even leave the president.
Government,
let it family become the government of his family.
When
you do your churches, you turn them to your families. When you change that,
God will change the leadership in Uganda.
You are the lamps of the world. But if you light is no more, the world has no lights. Church, think of that.
Since the
president came, you two began that ministry and you are the same leader there.
Now,
you to the local council chair,
you
want the top leader to go away. You two first move from that position. If you're still on,
no
go to
castle.
Even leave the leader to still be there. But I did come speak of that. Where is your God?
He would
have helped you in all those. And you cast votes. And you trust them. The nation which said for God.
And it said,
we lay the future in the hands of God. He's the one who decides who leads us. He said no. The Lord is cast in someone's heart. One who decides who wins, it's God. They have stolen them.
God, you
begin to chant your
songs.
He enters in your words.
When
you're going to vote, most change at that point.
And
you say in the campaign,
this person had
masses of people. How did the vote change? It was in the hearts of people.
And
God holds the hearts of kings and all people. Right at the vote, he whispers to them.
Vote
this person. After you ate. When I understood those, me, I do not vote.
I just
know who is going to win. I remain home. I don't say don't go and vote.
You go there,
God will tell you what to vote in that moment.
Hallelujah.
But we speak all that, we speak of
God.
Where is our God?
He told
Prophet Joshua, the judge Joshua. He said, I'm going to be with you.
What's
to make us be together? These words, I tell you, do not depart from them. God spoke with me 2005. The call of Uganda, I should not depart from those words.
nannyonnyola ebirina okukolebwa
ateri
kubivaamubwemba ndi wakubeera naye
olina
kusigala ng'onyweredde mu katonda byeyakolaki
sticking on that God told you.
Naye kati Uganda.
But now Uganda.
Ne moto yokekulebi.
Even the moto alone your field.
Kulwa Katonda.
For God.
Ne kulwesi.
In my country.
Olimiriddwa n'okuyimira kale.
Also failed.
Wandi gambe nemeriddwa okuyimira kulwa Katonda.
I failed to stand for God.
Naye kanyimire kulwesi.
But let me stand for my country.
Esiyo yani. Ye muna Uganda.
Your country is that Ugandan. But now you stop. Defend your family, you no more stand for them.
Now,
for your stomach and for God, you move from that. See the state of your country. How would you then stand for God? For he asks a question.
How do
you expect to love God you've never seen and the people you are with you
for?
Don't think of a Ugandan how they are to live. Can you think of God as to be known in the nations?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yourselves,
even yourself, you are a problem to yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You said the future of yours and your country. You lay it in the hands of God. After you bring parties called people power, it will be our power. We are going to take him off. Not like that.
Future and
the country is in the hands of God. He's the one who decides according to the seasons how you are in which state. If you
sit
with him and you are with him, he manifests. If you depart from him, he goes aside. And you see how the nation get
realmed.
And nations come to seek God. And they don't see him. Is he then those to manifest him? Those who come say he's here. What can they go back say?
We are going when we are totally disappointed.
Your anger, we are disappointed.
Disappointment.
A total disappointment.
Expectation is
expected. You got even a quarter of it. Totally. Total disappointment. We show that God is there. You get a total.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5.
Yoshua isura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 5.
Tewalibeera muntu yenna aliyinza okuyimirira mu maaso go ennaku zonna ez'obulamu obwo. Nga bwe nabeeranga ne Musa, bwetyo bwe nabeeranga naawe. Siikwabulirenga so siikulekenga.
There shall not any man be able to stand before you all days of your life, as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you.
Have you heard
well what he say here?
He said,
I was with Moses.
He said
there will not be any man
who
stand before you all days of your life. Before you all days of your life. As I was with Moses. So I'll be with you. I'll not fail you.
I'll
not shame you.
I'll
not forsake you. But it's
all
as I'm to do that.
And
what you do for me, the things below. Yes.
Some of these things
are putting far from where we are as a nation.
He
told us.
Be courageous.
With the more man.
So could demo man in
be courageous before I come.
Sagara
I don't want to work with weak people.
Take a man you go naga
courage possible.
Eh? bwemakuise kuitwa kwegwanga yita abantu bategeke kolina konna wayo wayo gwe wenna obulamu bwo bwonna obudde bwo
bwonna
nebyo byonna awo nja kubeera
nawe
akati banayuganda fe olwawulira
aliwanaja
kujja atuwe buli
kimutemugenda
kundaba
I am going to assure you, you refuse to be courageous. That's why it takes me all courage to leave all till I've done what he told me. You will find me along the way and he
said, you are courageous.
Now you're courageous. Let's go together. But if you wait for
him,
the call of the nation, he will say, I'm going to shame you. I will say not forsake you and not to shame you. But now you're going to get shamed. Who works with you? The weak people.
You think
to build your houses? Is that something
that means
the one
who
called nation perish you in foolish things? God, what
if
forsakes this nation?
You
refuse to be courageous in that call. Why has made him appear be very far? That's why I see it never appear in my life unto you. If you want to see him, we have to appear courageous. You have to first get courageous. If you want God to work on that
sickness,
you want God to work on those troubles,
you
want the boldness in faith,
doesn't
want
him
to be a later staggering.
Be like prophet
Abraham. When they promised him,
he promised him to be staggering.
Perhaps he called us. Maybe. God
says
himself he works and we work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read verse 6 we hear.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. Damu amanyi gumo moyo. Kubanga goli basikiza abantu bano enseno. Jenalairida bajajja babwe okujiba wa.
Be strong and of good courage. For unto these people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I saw unto their fathers to give them. Yes.
Yamugamba kati bobo ya garo chikora nani.
Do it with me. First get strengthened.
Era we kubirize nyo.
A be of good courage. In all the good way.
But
we wait the wise come to give us money. We have to handle it ourselves as we've come do it.
We not take out TV.
We have to say that television of Call of Uganda.
Radio.
We have to prepare so much. Be diligent
now.
Those in all the children. We came back. We've come back.
We have
moved more strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We as nation Uganda, fail God never appear. The words he charged us as the nation, as church in Uganda, as you are an individual, yourself departed from them. If you have failed to be strengthened, people stagger in faith. Nothing they can get from God. You pray healing
and
you
say,
but I do not know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
I speak this, brethren.
God to work with
us. Or prove the one with us.
We
have to first get strengthened.
And
strengthen us in strength.
Agenda kuvaira
to come out
manifest.
You've been near us every time.
Who
is the mighty God? He does not want weak people. God, he works with us.
But
we believe to appear strong.
But
we see that God, they come and they didn't find
him
here. And his promises not be there. That is here. It's upon us.
Fitula bikanga tuli banafu nyo.
We are so weak.
Ngo kubira bakakadde ka sente.
And to give you a million.
Umutima kukugwa.
You are all
oh
taken.
Oh my God.
Patonda wange.
You have manifested.
Olabi sidwa.
See a million of
la
money.
La bakakadde ka sente.
Narabango limunafu chiku tude. No
kutula
no tukanga no tulanga wenze. Basude sente katuti.
That is all man on the palm.
Kutuse kutuse tuchari mu magezi.
Abange
chategera.
And you no more understand.
Mukubanga balese prado bagitadda.
For the prado given you.
Bana mudansonyi wae mubireta.
Forgive me if you bring them. I look as if I don't see.
I don't
believe be struck by such things.
Era nebye ikolebwa wanu sigaranzi.
Daniel, I remain me.
Mune munajja onalebo
mumumani. You will come honorable, it's up to you.
Amanyi gange gali mu kigambo.
My strength is in the words.
Appear
to others when they see me. I do not appear strong.
But
if you
want to
see me in strength, give me that microphone. Power is in the word we move on.
And
it comes from God and its mouth.
It
not from us.
Katunda suka na kuraba ngebintu ebikumalamu.
See things which take you.
Nagasi.
And they say.
We are mari bwamo bo buntu ani akora
nayi. Taken by those small things who work with them.
Akora nange ngesino kujira kwa byange.
The earth their fullness.
Nimamulete kamukubutinye
nyo. Bring one of the small things.
Na lagambu ndio mu mukamoto kamukayumba.
In that car house.
Sa generator. These
days there are those cars.
V8.
One got it.
And so
the number.
BMW.
It's a car. Spoke words of his name on the car. That Vanji Mwana Wange. BMW. And
they
see that God.
He's
inscribed himself for the car. Yes. Instead of putting him in his palm,
he
sees you every time.
Their failures
appear powerful
and
to manifest the powerful God in our nation Uganda. To take him to all nations. The nations
tell
us, where is he? As they come here, when the white
speaks English, God is here, the African is corrupted. Hey, sir, hey, you know.
When I went in America,
I got this English from them.
Now
they
wonder.
You know, the Holy Ghost. Before
you said Holy Ghost, when you
traveled,
you come back say Holy Ghost.
When
I traveled to America, she is anointed from America.
The
mere shoe from a company.
And
God appear on you over one on your shoe.
The
presence of God in Uganda.
Those
nations, they ask us, where is he?
Hallelujah.
Let's read this verse as we conclude because of time.
Joshua chapter 1, verse
7.
Naye mara okuddamu amaanyi n'okuguma ennyo omwoyo, okwekuuma ng'okukola ng'amateeka gonna bwe gali, Musa omuweereza wange ge yakulagira, tokyama okukaleka ku mukono ogwa ddyo newankubadde ogwa kkono, olyoke oweebwenga omukisa buli gy'onoogendanga yonna.
Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Yes. That
has
been a victory. You know the judge Joshua.
He
find our things charged. until the nation Israel,
to
the land of Egypt to Canaan.
We
are to hold on that.
We all are
right on the call of Uganda.
We have
things charged. We have to look at.
We have to see
given different prophets.
And look
them as we put them in action. When everyone rises, things of the other prophet they cast aside. Them too, they have come with theirs. God who spoke with the other, he said, I will raise those to fulfill them. Those who fulfill them will perceive them.
Don't you think
prophet Benin, they are
going
to fulfill the revival from Uganda. We ourselves, come from there, we see.
And what we
come in revival to set off. He does what for
it.
America would have begun it.
If he moved
from him, he would have begun it. He
said,
comes from Uganda.
And
don't know who moves it.
Now they are rushing.
We're coming to set this revival. Move on.
No matter
how Benin wants it,
or
a minister from abroad,
them
can move this revival from
Uganda.
But on them there is no Ugandan. Those called are Ugandans. We ourselves,
we
have to first get strengthened and courageous. No matter who is
he,
maybe they quickly change their citizenship.
They
become a Ugandan.
And they join
that anointing moving the work.
Don't think God
changed. He told
Uganda.
And Uganda it's us. Don't think of any other
person.
No matter how many years you wait, how many whites. It has to be us. After we arrive, stand very well.
When
he showed that example, for that short time,
they
come and say, it's the one.
From Uganda.
Immediately, there came many waves. And it's the lantern which had been lit. It was blown off.
There's
no more lights in those lanterns.
We need
big lampstands. All phases of electricity possible.
The wind of Uganda is weak.
There is a wind which blows it off.
This
is raining and the electricity
power
of the Holy Spirit. All the waves blow, it cannot be put off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
the trees are stood. The wires are
tied.
We ministers were stood. And the word is stood. And the gospel stands well. All the winds come. The Holy Spirit cannot move from us. He will remain. As we stand.
We wait in
a person from abroad.
We
understood, proved that he
will
not come from outside.
We
made a conference of revival. It was like how many days? 7 days.
They
were whites that they said of revival. The other prophets say, come from them.
And pass
through them to come to us, tell us to work.
Banabi,
prophets,
though
they looked into much,
what
the Spirit of Christ spoke in them, they didn't do them.
So
they were of our seasons.
The first
Peter 1:9-11.
To
look to them, they couldn't do them.
If an angel, until apostles will come, and chosen to do that one,
just
to look at them,
we
are mighty ones,
who speak
the word of God. Psalm 3:20. Yes. They are the mighty ones. And they say, Lord, what have you spoke to the people? When God has called us,
So
Martha, though the mighty they want to do them,
say,
I did call you, go on the side.
You come
from behind and help them.
You
understood well, brethren.
Time
cannot allow. But the end is
say,
read that verse.
Yosua esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
Yosua esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Joshua 1 verse 9.
Sinze nkulagidde, ddamu amaanyi, guma omwoyo. Totyanga, totaweekanganga, kubanga Mukama Katonda wo ali naawe buli gy'onoogendanga yonna.
Have not I commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yes.
After
you kept words of the book,
don't
depart from the
day and night.
What charged us as the call, when we get strengthened, and courageous, and we don't get dismayed. Brethren, we don't need to be afraid. God called me one day. Today we are a many. But tomorrow with thousands. And the other with tens of thousands. All over the world. If we stand.
We seek
him and perceive him.
Jeremiah 29.
We don't just seek him and see him, but we need to search him with all our hearts. Give us a better end than our beginning. Yes, you sought God before, and you saw him.
Therefore,
he says, search me with all heart,
the great
heaven and earth,
whether
that's me you've seen.
Let
not be the other God.
You showed
the world the other God. It's not me.
You
should be sure to the other nations.
What you
understand it.
So
you have sought God.
No,
you have seen
him.
All your heart proves him.
When
the problem is impossible,
when
you got is not what you got then. Not the one who never failed. You call him
on the things.
Failed, he will not come, is not him.
You move
with God who fails.
And
God will be quit heaven and earth. You don't know them. That too is another problem. Yes.
Let's read
that scripture in the summary. One day for the
many
works done is evening. Don't complain because of time.
Jeremiah 29
and verse
12.
Era muli genda ne munsaba nange ndi bawulira. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go, and pray unto me, and I'll hearken unto you.
Onyere 13.
Verse 14.
Era muli nonya ne mundaba, bwe muli nekenenya no mutima gwammwe gonna.
And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your hearts. 14.
Ti. Nange muli ndaba bwayogera Mukama, era ndikyusa nate obusibe bwammwe, ne mbakunganya okubajja mu mawanga gonna n'ebifo byonna gye nabagobera, bwayogera Mukama, era ndibakomyewo mu kifo gye nabajja okubatwaza okuba abasibe.
And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Have you heard what he said?
kwe gatuli muko ora.
We shall call him.
Netumulaba.
See him.
Butuli maroku muno unyan.
After seeking him.
Netumulaba.
We see him.
Netumweke ninyan no mtimu
kafegu na. All our hearts. Now the problem which was, many people moved mountains to seek God. At times so what he did, they thought, they have him. He said, there's one level you've left. God searched me to prove it's me or not.
Even
the devils do miracles. But what do I surpass on Satan? God of the unlimited wisdom, unlimited and with unlimited
power,
unlimited power. I have light of knowledge, unlimited. And I bring the fear of evil. People move from evil.
And
my glory is in the holy ones. Before you see those,
you
see only miracles.
There's
much provision. For the coming of the evil Satan, in the much provisions,
in
the ministry of signs and wonders, which are false.
But now we have to
start to see God. There is still a problem.
He said
we seek him in his book. We read of him. Yes. You read Isaiah.
Seek
in the book of the Lord, read.
None
will lack its
mate.
His mouth spoke.
We will
seek God.
We
have to move to the Bible.
We
look to all concerning
him.
Concern all creations. From creation of heaven and earth. The more we shall know God, the more we shall be known by him. The more we know God, the more we shall be known by him. We shall be known by him.
It put in
us treasure of knowledge.
Much
power will come from him,
so
and not from us. Look in the
Colossians.
The more we knew him, the more he knew us. The nation will know
us,
each individual. To know him. That he knows us more.
We
recommend us more to nations.
Galatians chapter 4
verse 8.
Naye munaku ziri bwe mutamanyanga Katonda. Mwabanga baddu babali abatali ba Katonda mu butonde.
But then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are not God. If you don't know God,
you end
serving something else. And when we knew him more, let's hear. Galatians chapter 4 verse 9.
Naye kaakano bwe mwamanya Katonda, oba ekisinga bwe mwamanyibwa Katonda, mukyuka mutya nyuma mu bigambo eby'olubereberye ebitalina maanyi ebinafu.
But now, after you have known God, or rather unknown of God, how turn you again to weak and beggary elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? Yes. The more you know God, he too knows you more. Uganda, before we do this, God does not want to know. Don't want to know. But remain speak with
patience.
Go in Uganda and there. Yes.
I did
what you remain with the question. Without an answer. Where is your God?
He's
in Uganda. But the problem which is, we still fail to know him, that he too knows us.
And
the issue spoke with not known him. We've gone back to the olden things. People move from
sleeping,
foolishness and immorality. Church went back in those.
But
if you allow the treasure, knowledge of God sit in us,
2 Corinthians 4:6-7. The much power will come from him and not from us. After we do that, because of time, 2 Corinthians 4:6-7.
They
command light of knowledge, shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ. That treasure put in the earthly vessel.
The
much power from him, not from us. If we start as Uganda, we
embrace
true knowledge.
It's
what we swore, we vowed.
Uganda National School Anthem.
Uganda National School Anthem.
Let us embrace true knowledge.
Let's embrace true knowledge.
We are the pillars of tomorrow's Uganda.
We are pillar of tomorrow's Uganda.
Let us embrace true knowledge.
Let's embrace true knowledge. As we have full knowledge of God,
we must embrace
God
true
said,
knowledge.
Put it there, for we have to embrace true knowledge.
Uganda.
As Uganda, the full knowledge of God. The more we know Him, the more He knows us.
The more He knows us.
All phase of power will come from him,
so
and not from us. I would have told you much, but I said, the question is, where is our God? Who ask us? All nations which heard,
and
those still hearing,
that
God is here in Uganda. When they reach, they ask us.
Problems
or impossibilities when they happen. They ask, where is your God? Satan and his demons
are
there.
They impossibilities.
They ask us, where is your God? We try. Is our God. Still the Colossian is saying, examine, see whether they are still in faith. Faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. And doing it.
So, Abouganda.
So, brethren,
you
think of that word,
old
God, get strengthened. And be courageous. God is to be with us. We don't need to retard.
We are
from 2016.
We insisted
on God is worldwide
called
Africa, Uganda.
Katonda mwatuyusa okuyimusa bendera.
God called lift the banner.
Okufuwa ekondere.
Blow the trumpet.
All
nations return to him.
Kamwegatteko mukoro mulimu ogusema kusamazinga wense.
Do the final work on the earth.
Nebigenderwa bibiri.
With two reasons.
Kisoka kulemesa basitani obutafura nsenu yabasiyazi.
The devils not turned the world to sodomists.
Abamalira mumuliro.
In the fire.
Era abalizo okumalira mugenda nnyanja yomuliro.
And in the hell and lake of fire.
Ekyokubiri.
Second.
Kulemera mawanga gonna.
Nations.
Ogatteko olw'okudda kwa mukama
wafe. Yeah, therefore the coming back of Jesus.
Ngatukola omulimu.
As we do this final work, campaign to revival, restoration of all things,
known
the way they were,
it's
supposed to be,
and it will
be forever and ever. We
preach the
gospel of the kingdom of God,
the
everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God,
and
all secrets of heaven,
draw
heavens to many. Open doors of heaven to many to inherit.
We wow.
Yes.
We
thank God. We began
Focus of God TV.
Focus of God TV. Preparations how they are.
TV where you
television is here.
We move on,
make all preparations.
Turn
Focus of God TV. The Focus of God TV.
From Tagi TV,
where it is.
You've
done possible. Do the more that we move on. God bless you.